Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. All right, this is the last part of my conversation with Brian Linder of the 100 Words podcast.
Final word that I think would be beneficial is when you do have those bad days, what, you know, you mentioned mindfulness, you mentioned meditation. Of course, now you have your running. We all face them. What kind of advice can you give in a long journey, years long, even lifelong journey? For you, it'll be lifelong, hopefully for most, to get back on track after it happens, and it will happen. What kind of advice can you give in general? You talked about, you know, a couple of this. Maybe you could recap it for us.
Yeah, I think first of all, don't allow it to slide, right? That's the, because I think where people make the mistake is that you can actually get to a point where, first of all, slip ups are going to happen, right? So don't beat yourself up over it. I mean, that's going to happen because I've been there where I have made a mistake, and you know, and I still do this in other areas from time to time, is I'll beat myself up over a mistake. And that's, you can't do that. You just have to go, okay, that happened, and you acknowledge that it happened, and then you move on. You say, okay, now I know I can't do that, or I'm going to approach the situation a little bit differently, and you just move on, right? So there's a, you know, get right
back
on the
horse. The whole journey, yeah.
Or, you know, think of it this way. So if you've ever been on an airplane, you probably don't realize that your airplane goes off of course multiple times. You know,
people don't realize.
You know, your 4 or 5 hour flight across the country, it goes off course several times, right? But it auto corrects. So it's not how often you get off course, it's how often you get back on course, right? So and by the way, getting off course occasionally is useful. It actually gives you know, okay, these are my pitfalls, and you're going to continually learn, okay, I can't do this, or I can get away with this, right? And so each of the, you know, look at it as an opportunity, right? When you do go off course, it's an opportunity to figure out what works and what doesn't, right? And so you learn something more as you go. So don't be afraid to go off course occasionally. I think that's the other thing is that, but be mindful of everything that happens when you go off course, and then bring that forward. And so you say, okay, well, yeah, I know I can't eat that food again because it's going to send me to the bathroom, or it's going to send me I'm going to feel like garbage the next day. Right. It's like, okay, I can't have those things. And so you should focus a little bit on how you feel. Right. Cause I think that's we forget about that piece of it. It's all related, right? If you're feeling bad, something is wrong, and you need to and that's, you know, I think that's something that I didn't expect when this journey, when I started it, was like how much it improved with just how I felt, right? It's like, okay, that the mental part of it, and the other issues that we all have, right? It's so I think you have to actually be, you have to pay attention to all that stuff. When you feel bad, okay, something's wrong, and you got to figure out how to fix it, right? And by the way, what works for you may not work for somebody else, and everybody's in a different place in the journey. Everybody started at a different place, and so just because your friend is doing the same thing and lost 10 pounds in 10 days doesn't mean you're going to do the same thing, right? So everybody's journey is different, and I think that's the other thing you got to take away from this is that, yeah, what works for me may not work for you, what may not work for somebody else, and so it's really about you have to compete with yourself, right? It's really, you know, you're not competing with, you know, anybody else in this thing, because no matter what, I think you have to realize that there may be other people in your life that want you healthy or that might help you get healthy. You have to care about it. If you don't care about it, then it doesn't matter what you do, right? It's irrelevant.
It's inside out, right? Yeah. That's where it starts.
Yeah. You do have to make
one
that
more
change
final.
Inside.
Let me ask you a final question. Yeah. What, how can people follow your progress, follow your journey, online? Is there a way for them to watch your progress and draw motivation? I mean, clearly it's a very motivating story in a way for maybe, who knows, somebody might hear this and find their way into their journey by way of this. What can you, do you have anything other than the podcast that you're following, which we'll also publish, any ways that people can follow you directly?
So, so one of the things that happened this year, which is, I'm going to answer your question. Don't worry. One of the changes I've made this year that I think is, that again, was part of my mental health, was not spending as much time on social media. Because I'm sure you know, right? That, and there's, well, first of all, there's a lot of just misinformation out there, and I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on, there's, you could look at it either way and kind of go, there's that. But things just got really contentious, and I realized that, you know, that you have to remove toxic things from your life, and sometimes it's food, sometimes it's people, sometimes it's, well, social media, right? So I actually, now, because it's part of my job to also do things on social media, I can't completely divorce myself of social media.
For those that don't know, yeah. This is one of his many areas of expertise, but yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So I do post things. I just don't do it from my phone very often because I've actually removed the apps from my phone. And oh, by the way, that improved my, you know, that improved my mental health by about 1,000%. So I do post, occasionally I'll post pictures on Twitter. So if you look me up as Phoneboy, that's how you'll find me. I also do my own podcast that I will occasionally say stuff on. So Phoneboy Speaks is, so you can go find that at phoneboy.com. There's a few other places I hang out, but that's I do post pictures from time to time because people tell me this. It's like, hey, this motivates me to do better, right? It's because I've taken enough pictures of myself over the years that I'll send you a couple. You can decide what to post, but that I post these, and that's the other thing I would, the other advice I'd give yourself is take pictures, right? Because you would be surprised as to what the delta is between, you know, you may look at the scale and go, yeah, I've only lost 10 pounds, but clearly there's a difference. You look at, you know, because the pictures of me are pretty striking, right? And that's the other thing is there's certain pictures of myself that I used to not want to look at because they, you know, now I look at them and I go, I don't want to be that guy again. So I'm going to do what it takes to not be that guy. So, you know, part of my own sort of journey has been sharing the progress with people, right? And it's you know, and there's a fine line between, between like, I don't know, bragging and, you know, just in being genuine or whatever. And so you kind of have to figure out, okay, what's the fine line for you? But, there is a, you know, so yeah, every once in a while, if I see a photo that, you know, see one of those old photos that shows up on Facebook or something, right? It's like, oh God, yeah, that photo. And so then I'll pull up a current photo and go, okay, this is what I look like now. And yeah, it's amazing what the difference is, and that's also going to that motivates me. I mean, and sharing it with people may motivate others, right? And I think I see a lot of people do that, and I think it's a good thing, right? It's and unfortunately, that's something. One of the other things I've seen during the current times is, you know, because there's people I saw in person, and then I see photos of them now. It's like you went the wrong direction, you know, and then that's. Yeah.
You know. Clearly, that's not something you're saying out loud, probably. But
well, no, I'm not saying. You know, no, I'm not saying it to them out loud.
To you, it's the reverse. It's wow.
Yeah, I'm doing the. But I've made that. You know, and there are certain things you don't say out loud. But I think it's. That's motivated me too. It's like I think every challenge that comes up in your life, whatever it is, can be viewed as an opportunity. And I think the word challenge and opportunity are the same letters in Chinese or something. I seem to remember something along those lines. Okay. So it's all in how you look at it. And I took the challenge of 2020. I said, okay, well, this I can lean into certain things a little bit more, and so take advantage of the opportunities that life presents you. And sometimes it's not obvious what those opportunities are, but you know, if you view everything as an opportunity, your mind will be open to them. And I think that's the, because people get all, you know, it's about mindset, right? If you're looking for all of the red things, and you won't see the blue things, right? And that's just an example, right? It's so you need to, your mind needs to be open to all the possibilities, and you know, and then you'll find the opportunity and take advantage of it. And that's the difference between successful people and not successful people is, yeah, do you take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you? And that's really
a friend of mine.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.